Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Welcome in. It's 8:27 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning. 75 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Catherine Madden.
Well, the music world lost a legend, Ozzy Osbourne, passing away at the age of 76. Stephen Stone is here. And every time that Stephen is here on Palmetto Mornings, we call it School of Rock because the professor is always making sure that his students know about some of the big artists and some of the big events in the music world. Stephen, I heard a report yesterday that Ozzy Osbourne was not expected to make it to age 50, and he made it to 76, which is remarkable considering what that man's body went through.
Well, there were those that didn't think he'd make it to 30 way back. You know, Ozzy was a hard liver, you know. I mean, I would say if there was a person that lived life to its fullest, it was him. And like so many of his generation, you know, he was inspired by some fellow Englishmen called the Beatles and became a musician himself and got together with some fellows like Tony Iommi and Geezer Butler, and late 1969, they put out their solo album, which was really the birth for many of heavy metal. And then, of course, their second album really put them over the top. It was called Paranoid, which spawned that particular track, and War Pigs and Iron Man and all those classics. And, you know, like you said, Ozzy lived life to its fullest, you might say, so much so that Black Sabbath wound up firing him in 1979 because he became too much for even those guys, which is really saying something. But then Oz, a couple years later, would meet and marry the daughter of a famous British manager named Don Arden, Sharon Arden, who we all know as Sharon Osbourne, and he launched a very successful solo career, of to which that track that you just heard was part of.
Speaking of Sharon Osbourne, Stephen, I've always heard that she has credit, or she should be receiving more credit for really making him more of a household name. She really understood what it took for him to be a rock and roll legend.
She did, and she certainly kept him well beyond his expiration date, as you could tell. of course, she's having a tough time health-wise also. But Oz just appeared a couple weeks ago for the final Black Sabbath concert ever, and you know, Parkinson's had so ravaged him that he did it from basically a wheelchair that was shaped like a throne. But, you know, all the who's who of the rock world came out and played that tribute show with him. And, you know, 2 weeks later, he's gone.
Despite being a member of the band Black Sabbath, being called a devil worshiper, eating an alleged bat head on stage, and being known as the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne seemed like a regular husband and a regular dad.
Because he was. You know, there's a difference between the real person and the image, so to speak, you know. You know, he lived to the fullest, and God rest his soul, and he'll be missed.
Yeah, for sure. But his music will live on, and we'll continue to play his songs right here on Palmetto Mornings. Ozzy Osbourne, dead at the age of 76.